This week's WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics, is senior Jacob Blumker of Brownstown High School. All right, well, Jacob, a senior here at Brownstown High School, what classes are you taking this year?
Well, I'm taking civics, which is government, and then I'm taking a welding class at Oak Hall and Vandalia, and then I'm taking English 4 and strategies for success in accounting.
As far as sports, extracurriculars, anything here at school, what are you involved in? And then do you have anything involved in out in the community as well, such as youth group or anything?
Well, I'm currently president of the NHS, the National Honor Society, and then I'm also president of our senior class. Other than that, not really anything else.
Okay. Obviously, now we're kind of nearing that midpoint of senior year. Have you already decided what you want to do after graduation, or are you still kind of undecided?
Well, I'm wanting to go for a bachelor's in business administration. I haven't quite decided where yet. I'm kind of deciding between SIUE and Greenville, but I haven't made a permanent decision yet.
So. Of course, well, with that major, that kind of can open up to so many different jobs. Is there a certain career field that you're looking to get into that you kind of are set on yet?
Well, my dad has a trucking business. We haul anhydrous and propane, and I'm looking to drive for him after I graduate college, and then whenever he decides to retire, I'll take over from him. So
obviously that's something pretty neat, kind of have goals set to, yeah. Continue to be part of family business. Has that kind of always been a goal for you?
Yeah, and then right now I'm working in the trailer shop for him, so it's kind of neat because I'm getting experience in what I'm wanting to do, so that's kind of cool.
So obviously pretty close to dad. I know when I talk to different students, a lot of them always say that, they may have some teachers and coaches who are influences on them, big influences, but a lot of, people say their parents. So, for you, is it just, your dad and mom, parents, or do you have anybody else that's kind of been a major influence on you also?
Dad and mom definitely been the most major influence, and then been a couple ministers of ours that's been kind of good influence, but other than that, just them.
Well, obviously, being from Brownstown, a pretty small community, and one where you can walk down the street and know probably about 5 people within a couple block radius. Yeah. You always know people, and that way kind of allows you to do well, something like you're doing today, helping the elementary school kids with Santa's Cottage. So
yeah.
Is that kind of something that maybe, drew you even more, just knowing the closeness and stuff, to decide, hey, after graduation, I want to come back here and stay?
Yeah, I like a small town. I've been to several big cities, and it just seems like a small town is a lot friendlier than the cities. I like knowing people, so that's kind of neat.
Well, with that, obviously, whether you go to, Greenville, which, a little bit bigger, and then, of course, the college atmosphere, or if you go to, SIU, either where you go, going to be a little bit bigger atmosphere for you. So, are you kind of nervous about that because it is a change, or are you excited because you're going to be able to go experience something different for 4 years before you come back?
A little bit of both. I'm nervous, but I think it'll be kind of neat to experience something else for a while and just kind of get a good range of both fields, a good experience in both spectrums.
That has been the WKRV Student of the Week, brought to you by the Mid-America Center for Dental Wellness and Aesthetics.